Big announcement from the new L.A. Schools Chief on late night TV last night. John Daisy telling Jimmy Kimmel he's moving to stop the chocolate milk from being served in the school cafeterias. And he joins us now live. So when does the chocolate milk go out the door?
Chocolate and strawberry milk will be, my recommendation will be to remove those from our menu. We'll send that recommendation to the Board of Education in the next couple of weeks for next school year's menus.
Okay, and do you anticipate that the board will cooperate?
I do. I think the board has had a long history of improving school lunches. The board has done a number of steps in terms of removing soda and junk food and reducing sodium and dyes and completely revamping the menu. This is definitely the logical next step, and I do expect them to support this.
So does this mean that Jamie Oliver's criticism of the L.A. school district's lunch menu is correct?
His criticism was really about access, and we've worked with him in the last couple of days. Don't want to go into his show so that he has the right to show his show going forward. But we had a couple of very positive days. And his learning about all the steps we've taken and our being a good partner with him so that we can continue improvement, I think, was a very positive conclusion to this work.
But the point being, I mean, he was denied access by Ray Cortinas, your predecessor. But the reality was he still was critical of the kinds of menus kids were getting at the LA USD. So I'll ask my question again. Is, in fact, he's to an extent correct about the kind of nutrition kids were not getting?
No, I don't think that that was accurate. I think what was accurate is that, like you mentioned, we look forward and built a relationship where he could see both our menu and could see what we were providing. As he knows and everyone else knows, we work within the government guidelines. We're actually well ahead of the government guidelines in both nutrition for students. Can it always be better? Of course it can always be better. And that's where we're working together.
All right, very good. Apart from chocolate and strawberry milk, anything else on the target list?
Yeah, that very important announcement late yesterday afternoon relative to agreement to save hundreds of administrative jobs. Our administrative union and ourselves came to a tentative agreement on a furlough agreement. This is very important. We are still waiting for the teachers union to be able to come to the same agreement to save thousands and thousands of teachers. That hasn't happened yet, but this is a very important step in our budget process.
And any indication from the teachers union that they will cooperate?
We look forward to those indications, hopefully very soon.
Very diplomatic answer. All right, Mr. Daisy, appreciate your time this morning. Superintendent John Daisy with us here live.